This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There are no strangers in the aftermath of a hurricane. There's no political parties, no agendas, none of the things that can often divide us. It's all about survival and coming together as one, because in the end, that's all that matters. To everyone who's able to lend a hand, whatever you can donate, no matter how small, a couple of bucks, whatever you can give, it'll all make a difference.
Thank you to everybody who took the time to watch and to donate. So far, we have raised $14,515,474, and our phone lines will be open all night. So please keep calling.
Billy Crystal and The Rock, part of the Hollywood crew that held a hurricane telethon that raised money for both Harvey victims and Irma. There's so many stories out there that are incredible of heroism, of people who lost their lives, of just amazing, amazing helping hands. I mean, that's what it was, and that's was aptly named, the human chain that was formed in Houston, the people that helped each other in Florida, the people that helped from far away, the stories are unbelievable, and it's really about that. It's about what people did for absolute strangers, in some cases really risking their lives. Now it's also about cleanup, the shock, the horror, all of that gets very real as people try to make their way back to some of the states, because it wasn't just Florida, but some of the states and the areas particularly slammed the hardest. So that means, you know, do you have power? And that is the name of the game. Power is at a premium because power is out all over the place. And that's probably one of the biggest disasters going. And that's when it gets really dangerous for people. And when they sometimes go outside and you've got down power lines and they get electrocuted. Because nobody's thinking about that, right? In fact, I can tell you my aunt who lives in Winter Haven, they told them don't go outside of the area where you live because it was horrific. They weren't supposed to get much of anything. Instead, they got almost 95 mile an hour winds and boarded up places and ended up with things that became projectiles. Roofs blew off. And her neighbor lost, the entire porch came off, so they really got it. Whereas other people I know lived in other parts of the state, some of you listening to us in Sarasota got whipped pretty bad, and some of your neighbors had trees that fell on houses and cars that got demolished, but then some of you didn't get anything but a lot of leaves and destruction of plants and whatnot, but you didn't get what your neighbors down the street and around the corner got. The places that were really slammed, Marco Island was one of them. Fort Myers got battered around. Sarasota did. So did Naples, but the Keys just absolutely buried. The damage, when you look at the flyover shots, is horrific. Absolutely horrific. And the concern is for the people who decided they would stay. Did they survive? Are they going to find them somewhere? They're going door to door, these crews, to see if anybody needs help or see if anybody died, frankly, in what was a horrific storm that crushed Miami with water, crushed the Keys, crushed Jacksonville, led to flooding in Charleston, South Carolina. The downtown streets were flooded. As a matter of fact, you know how you hear Forbes books at bedtime. I talked to somebody at Forbes, which one of their headquarters is located there, and they said they were working remotely because they couldn't go in because of the flooding. So it was a weird storm, unlike Harvey, which was also incredible and killed way more people that we know of so far, 70-plus people, and all the floods and what had to have happened there, a little bit different than this one because it kept coming round and round and batting people. This one just hit you, then went off. As the mayor Bob Bookhorn described that it was like being punched in the face, and that's what they thought they were going to get in Tampa, and of course they didn't get that. However, Jacksonville got it instead, and some of those other places that I listed off. And this is what it's about now. It's helping people and trying to get money to them as fast as possible. Money for rebuilding, for, you know, you name it. And boy, fire damages in some cases, because you had transformers that blew up. That was part of what happened as well. And it's been a crazy 4 weeks. It really has, between these two hurricanes. It's sad to see the flooding and to see what people are going through in this terrible, terrible disaster. Some people spared, others not. The hurricane damage in Miami was terrible. More people starting to return to Miami, but watching the water flow in between those buildings to me was eerie. And the cranes, two cranes fell. They knew that was going to be a problem. It could be a problem. And sure enough, it was. So some houses are standing, others aren't. And it's all about the rebuild. That's for certain. Here in America Tonight, coming up, we have Forbes Books at Bedtime. Tasso, my pal, will stop by. It's such an interesting story. But before we go there, we're going to make sure we go to the mailbag, because a lot of people have been trying to reach America Tonight. We stayed on the air for a bunch of extra hours the other day, but ended up with lots of emails because people couldn't use their power. If you had X amount of power on your phone, which happened with my own family, my sister-in-law and brother lost power and said they had only so much with the cell phone, so they were trying to preserve it, not knowing what would happen once everything came back and if they were slammed with something awful. And here's what people have described to me, too, by the way. And they did get, you know, they did get high winds. They just didn't get what the worst they expected in Tampa. But people that were huddled and trying desperately not to pay attention to the wind, trying to figure out how bad the winds were, because there's a big difference. As we all know, it's not, anything over 40 isn't good. They won't even send rescue crews after you if it's 40 miles an hour. But 60, 70, 80, 85, 130. Wow, that's what they were talking about, 130 in the Keys. You are not surviving that if you're out there in the open or you happen to be in the wrong place when that comes through. So historic floods and a case of applying for aid and trying to get help. And boy, people say they've never seen anything like it. And particularly, I remember looking at this one video I saw from Black Creek in Middleburg, Florida. I know where it is. And people were in canoes and they were in boats and they were just, it was historic. I mean, you know, people were driven from their homes and they were watching to see what was going to happen. The street signs were buried and they were trying to get out. All right, hang with us. More odds and ends and the mailbag coming up next here on ATN.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The good news was that most of the people evacuated from the Keys, but that still meant that 10,000 people were left. So they're just getting the emergency crews down there after they check the bridges to make sure they're structurally safe.
All right, so once again, this is more of the same of what we're talking about, safety with the bridges, etc., coming out of Florida because of the rain as we continue here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I hope you're all doing well. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's been crazy watching. I know I'm saying the same thing over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day, but that's what this month has felt like, and it's felt this way for me, and I don't know if all of you are feeling the same thing. You know people who have been in these areas, and of course I knew people in Houston and obviously in Florida too. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
The mail is here, thank goodness. And here's what Luke said. Luke said, Kate, I listened to you the other night talking about what was happening in Tampa, and oh my gosh, I was just sitting on the edge of my seat worried to death for your family as you were saying that your sister lost power and that they could walk in the bay, and that wasn't good because if the waves were huge with the storm surge, it would just wipe out so many areas of Tampa. Wow, unbelievable. And then you said they dodged a bullet, and talk about dodging a bullet. They really did dodge a bullet, didn't they? They really did dodge a bullet, and that was the sad, weird part because there was so much anticipation and agony over what was going to happen with this hurricane. You had people that evacuated, which, good for them. I don't think you blame anyone for evacuating. The way the thing looked, it looked like it was going to eat all of Florida. And I had friends that did that. My friend Pilar and her husband, Bruce, decided to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and thank goodness they did, because it wasn't looking good. And living in Clearwater and St. Pete area, being so vulnerable there with the wall of water that could smash into you. So it was kind of one of those things where you had to practice no judgment, because you had people that stayed and people that didn't, and a lot of disagreement on what was going to happen. And how can you predict? I mean, look how this thing jumped around. Yes, the Keys, that was going to happen according to the models, all of them, and it did. But not so much with the other directions. And then predicting the storm surge, which was the most dangerous part of the whole bloody thing. I will move on to another one. This one from Frank. Kate, I have a house in Key West, or had a house in Key West. I don't know how much of it survived. I talked to somebody down there, and they think that I just lost part of a patio, which would be a miracle. I'm more concerned about the other people around me. I just go down there. I was fortunate enough to have a good career in insurance, and I bought a place because I loved the fact that it was so remote in a sense and quaint. Not so quaint anymore. People trying to patch things up and looking at all these hurricanes that seem to be brewing, you wonder how many people will just decide not to do it. I don't know. I mean, it depends on their financial situation. Rebuilding when now, you know, when you're in these areas, of course it can happen, and of course you knew that could happen, so that's not a surprise when you live on an island. But I think the ginormous size of it, and that's a word, I always have to feel like I have to tell everyone that because I say, what's ginormous? That's the thing. That's the thing that's so scary. I mean, no sandbag is going to help that. And that's what the deal is in the Keys. And there's so many parts of Florida, and I've spent so much of my childhood and life there, that I feel for the people. I really do. I feel like some gorgeous places have really, really been ripped up. But you can rebuild. You cannot bring back life. And that's the key thing. We move to this one. This one is from Richard, who is listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I enjoy the show. I love the fact that you give shout-outs to us in Sarasota, and I know you have a bunch of friends there, including your friend Mary Lou D. I've heard you mention her a few times. I almost feel like I know her from the times that you've mentioned her. How about this Equifax deal? I'm taking a wild turn here, but I feel like I'm weary of all of the hurricane conversation, so I may be the one person who writes you the email that's not so much about that. But the Equifax deal, do you think people should put a freeze on their credit reports and delete suspicious emails? That's what I was told. So they don't release personal information to cyber thieves? Boy, that is the million-dollar question. How many cybersecurity experts have we had on America Tonight? A ton. And some of the best in the business have come on. At least we certainly have had that in the last 2 years. And we keep hearing the same thing. I mean, of course, you get the personal information, your social security number, your date of birth, all kinds of stuff. I mean, and that's what they're saying, that hackers broke into the computers. They stole that. They stole the social security numbers, the names, the addresses, date of birth from 143 million Americans. That's a huge amount of people. And they got the crown jewels. And what are the crown jewels? Well, here's the deal. Following the breach, the hackers now have the identification data they need for half of the nation, what I just mentioned to you, the Social Security especially, but all of what I mentioned. So, you know, they're urging people to put a freeze on credit reports to do that. Because a freeze takes your credit report out of circulation. Imagine people in the middle of like a house process or anything else where they're checking it. Wow. And the security freeze is designed to prevent credit loan services from being approved in your name without your consent. And it bars credit bureaus from releasing your information in response to the new credit inquiry, which is, you know, I mean, of course, not good. So it shuts down what's very important, though, the credit check process. But it does make it harder for any of these crazy cyber thieves to get approval to rent think of it, anything. Get a home loan, open a new credit card. And when that happens, good luck trying to explain that. They say there's also something you can do. You can request a thaw or a short-term removal of the freeze. And that may be, that truly may be the answer. All right, how about this one? This one's a good one. This one is from ML. Listening to us in New York. Hi, Kate. I'm listening to you actually in the New Jersey, New York area. I know you pay attention to the stock market. Did you see the Dow jump more than 250 points on Monday? It climbed back to some really, really high levels. And some of these stocks closed at big, big numbers, like I said, high levels. And it's pretty interesting because you are playing the game of cat and mouse essentially there. Well, you are. I did notice that with the market. I did look at the market today, and I saw that it was up. And then, of course, some of that is because bad news tanks it. And the whole thing with North Korea sent it in kind of a juggernaut sort of way. So I think that's part of it. And now that's bounced back is what's happened. All right, something everybody's talking about, and trust me, we're going to talk about it more in future shows, but the iPhone X, you know, it's only $999. That's it. But it can practically dance on the table and serve you. I'm kidding. It does have some incredible features. But here's my question to all of you. And send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Would you pay $1,000 for the new iPhone? It has a Super Retina display, glass front and back, silver or gray, no home button, it's face recognition. That would help, wouldn't it? That they can't, and they say you can't get tricked. But here is the question again. It's going to be bigger. Would you pay $1,000 for it? Would you pay $1,000? Would it make that much difference for you, the phone? And the answer is, there's just a legion of people that live and die by Apple, and they want the latest, greatest, and they will. There'll be the novelty of it. People will line up for it. They're going to get people. But how many is really the question. And then there's a new Apple Watch with cellular, and that's like $400. And they say that's pretty incredible. Wow. It's hard to keep up. How far does the iPhone go? Is yours a relic yet? Forbes Books at Bedtime around the bend.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times, seriously.
Now, Kate, so, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it, but he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology, so I love that right off the bat, because he gained massive real-world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is, and somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million, and the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger, and I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago, and everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
That's fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in 3 verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly, and I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volume, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a $1 billion valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you are part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was Top Talent. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about Top Talent, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learned some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. Companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, and You could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals, in hindsight, were just not the same level. And so at Top Hell, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running TopTal, and I've done it in a bootstrap manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me, how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital. And that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called TopTal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched TopTal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing TopTal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching TopTal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Part 2, coming up on our next show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To me, the mailbag is full. A lot of you concerned about Irma and a few other things as well. So let's jump to that as we hit the ATN mailroom. First up is this one from Harry, who says, Kate, you're not kidding. After you talked the other night about the satellite photos, I have to confess I hadn't really seen them, I realized. So I went to look at them, and boy, that view from overhead was incredible. It does look like it is covering the entire state of Florida. Godspeed to all the people listening that are from Florida. I hope that they take cover and take this seriously, although I can't imagine that anybody is not taking it seriously. Yeah, and, you know, it keeps changing moment by moment. The track of the, you know, if you track the storm's path, one time it looks like it is definitely churning in the Atlantic, but it's tearing through the Caribbean, and it looks like it could go up the middle of Florida or the East Coast. I mean, they're just gridlock, mass evacuations, and people are just preparing for that because what can you do? There's no way to know the ultimate impact, except for it'd be hard to believe that this whole thing would miss Florida, but that would be the best thing ever. Who cares if you have to evacuate Key West or wherever and you're stuck in traffic somewhere, but then miraculously, this hurricane takes a wicked turn back into sea. It's doubtful that will happen because it's not. If you look at weather patterns, it's just an impossibility. But it's Mother Nature. Who knows? So, you know, you've got this extensive gridlock. You've got people who are evacuating. You have a massive clog on I-95 and 75. But you got to go somewhere. And we saw what happened in Texas, that Harvey was there and there were ways to escape in Texas because you could go in a couple of different directions. But with Hurricane Irma, there's only one place to go, and that's north. So the only way people get out is if they go north, period. And, you know, a storm that size could have an effect statewide, and there's no question about it, and have an incredible impact on the people of Florida. So, yeah, brutal. All right, so let's take another one. This one is from Bob, and Bob says, Kate, I'll tell you what, I look at the NBA, and I happen to see this story about, and it's crazy the money these players make, and I wonder why seats are so expensive, and I happen to see something about the Clippers have these star courtside seats for next season, which allows, I guess, fans to sit between team benches, and the price tag is $175,000, so they get waiter service, they get valet, they get a VIP entrance, and it adds up to over $4,000 a game. Do you think anybody will take them? I think that there are rabid NBA fans that probably would, somebody would pick it up. Who it is, I don't know, but yes, I do think somebody will do it. Absolutely. It is crazy, though, isn't it? To think that you would pay $4,000 for a seat and then 175 courtside seats. But listen, there's people that have a lot of money in the movie business and other businesses. And if they're rabid fans, the answer is they put those seats in there for a reason because they know that most likely someone will take them up on it. It wouldn't be shocking to me. All right, let's move in a different direction as we kind of bounce around. And how about this? In talking about the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, I got this from Nikki, who says, Paul Ryan just never seems to be on the right side of anything, Kate. I don't understand it. So the Speaker of the House says that he believes President Trump cut a debt ceiling deal with the Democrats because the president wanted to avoid a partisan fight as we've got these two devastating hurricanes. That's a lot better than what he said before, when he said that the Democrats' proposal was ludicrous and ridiculous. And then he came back and said he completely understands he wants to avoid uncertainty for hurricane victims. Okay, so, yeah, somebody said to him, hey, Ryan, do you get it? Because that is part of it. What is the motivation? FEMA is running dry. The last thing you want is a problem with the whole debt ceiling thing. So you don't want to be blindsided in that direction. So even though the Republicans say they were blindsided about the deal, it was a smart deal to make because we're stuck in the middle of these two horrific storms. And as a country, how are we putting this all back together when we're saying that Irma is twice as wide as Florida? Not good. And seeing that and watching that, that's nuttiness to, it's nuttiness to hold the whole situation hostage, because it always is that way. It's infuriating, isn't it? And why do we keep dealing with the same thing over and over again? And the answer is because everybody wants to toss it off. So I can understand saying, oh, well, why will we put a Band-Aid on it again, but not with what's happening? It, as a leader, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, kicking yourself in the shins. That's what it is. All right, so let's take another one. This one is from Bill, who says, Kate, you do that cheap movie review. I love it. And sometimes you'll talk about what Rotten Tomatoes or others are saying about the movie, and I wonder how many people follow that. I happen to see a story in the New York Times that the box office is way down. You've talked about that. And that, in fact, aggregates like Rotten Tomatoes have been really rough on movies and have hurt the box office and has made it a terrible summer. Do you think that's true? Well, how many people do you completely listen to reviews? what they're saying is, I know the story you're talking about. They're saying that between the first weekend of May and Labor Day, that you have this a sequel period, and it accounts for about 40% of the ticket sales, and that box office revenue in North America totaled like $3.8 billion, a 15% decline from the same span as last year. And they say to find a slower summer, you'd have to go back 20 years, which is incredible. They say it's so bad that the three biggest, and this is a New York Times article, the three biggest chains have lost $4 billion in market value since May. Wow. It could be, I think, forget that it's just saying it's Rotten Tomatoes. I think some of it is the movies they're making and the fact that people can stream. So you're home with your family, their friends come over, you don't feel like going to the movie theater, and the cost of it. And the cost of not the traditional old type of movie theaters, but that you have so many movie theaters, and maybe some of you don't, where it's awesome, it's luxury, it's whatever, but it costs way more money by the time it's said and done. And especially if you're talking about taking children to the movie and you have a bunch, it's expensive. And you have to really, are you going to really make that investment in going to the movies? That's the thing to think about. Definitely. Okay, so let's move on to something else. How about this one? This one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, I heard that Christian Bale, who played Batman, as you know, is going to play Dick Cheney in a movie. Is that true? Yes, you probably read the same thing I read. He is going to be in this movie called Backseat, and he's going to play former VP Cheney. He had to dye his eyebrows. I mean, he had to gain some weight. Supposedly there's some pretty interesting people in this. There's Amy Adams, Sam Rockwell, Steve Carell, Bill Pullman. Boy, when you're an actor, that's part of the deal. I mean, of course, that's why they make the big bucks, right? You have to embody, so to speak, the character. He lost 70 pounds when he was in The Machinist, and he got really, really thin. And then he had to put on like 30 pounds to play Batman. So, and then he was in a movie I really liked, The Fighter. He had to lose a ton of weight then. So that's, you know, that's part of the deal, being able to do that, being able to, again, be the character, whatever they look like. And to be Dick Cheney, he had to change the way he looked. So there you go, right? All right, and finally, just one last quick one. This one is from Bill, who says, Kate, wow, Florida waiting for Irma is just the saddest thing. When you think of those people in Houston and you think of trying to put the waters behind them, it's the saddest thing to look and wonder what Irma's going to do to Florida and the horrific panic some of those people must be in. I wish them the best, and there are plenty of ways to donate money. Yep, Red Cross, etc. A lot of places that you can do that. They're overwhelmed with stuff, so a good idea is to donate money. All right, once again, thank you so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.